Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. We're going to start by chanting together text 13, which has a very short purport. Then I'm going to read the English for several verses until we come to another verse with a purport. And I'll read that. So text 13. Shivai Shodhyantam. Oh, text 12. Oh, excuse me. Starting with text 12. Yeah, I misread that. I'm sorry. Shivai Shodhyantam Adityam Abhirauti Analanana Mam Anga Sarameyoyam Abhirevat Abhiruvat Shivai Shodhyantam Adityam Abhirautyanalanana Mamanga Sarameyoyam Abhire Bhatya Biruvat Shivai Shodhyantam Adityam Abhirautyanalanana Mamanga Sarameyoyam Abhire Bhatya Biruvat Shivai Shodhyantam Adityam Abhirautyanalanana Mamanga Sarameyoyam Abhire Bhatya Biruvat Shivai Sodhyantam Adityam Angasarameyoyam Ativirubhat Sodhyantam Adityam Shivai Sodhyantam Adityam Adityam Angasarameyoyam Kivativirubhat Shivai Sodhyantam Adityam Abhirautyanalanana Amanga Sarameyoyam Yiruvata Birubhat Shivai Shodhyantam Adityam Abhirata Navamana. Sarameyam. Amen. Vaishnavis. Shivai Sadhyatam Adityam. Abhiratam Anamana. Amen. Sarameyam. Shivaishodhyantamadityam Abhirautanalanana Amangasarameyoyam Shiva Jackal Esha, this. Udyantam, rising. Adityam, unto the sun. Abhi, towards. Rauti, crying. Anla, fire. Anana, face. Mam, unto me. Anga, O Bhima, Sarameyaha, dog, I am, Abhirebhati, barks towards, Abhiruvat, without fear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Just see, O Bhima, how the she-jackal cries at the rising sun and vomits fire, and how the dog barks at me fearlessly. Purport. These are some bad omens indicating something undesirable in the near future. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's mentioned here how the jackal is crying at the rising sun. I was in Mayapur recently, and you could hear the jackals in the early morning crying out, howling. It's a very interesting sound. Descriptions of bad omens are given several places in the Bhagavatam. Another place where we find a similar list is in the description in the third canto, 17th chapter, of the birth of the demons Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. As, you know, they were the sons of Diti and Kashyapa. And when they appeared in this world, their birth was accompanied by all kinds of bad omens, earthquakes, comets, fires, windstorms, and so many other things. But there's also a description, a verse, almost exactly like the one here about jackals crying out and vomiting fire. (Clears throat) So it's interesting, this chapter is called The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. And it comes in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in a sense, it's like the structure of many modern movies and novels, that in the beginning you find the actual end of the story, and then from there you get all the background, you know, behind it. So it's a very interesting structure of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the beginning we have a chapter, a couple of chapters actually, about the disappearance of Lord Krishna. So I'll read some of these other verses. There's several verses without purports. I'll read the English for them. Text 13. O Bhimasena, tiger amongst men, now useful animals like cows are passing me on my left side, and lower animals like the asses are circumambulating me. My horses appear to weep upon seeing me. Text 14. Just see, this pigeon is like a messenger of death. The shrieks of the owls and their rival crows make my heart tremble. It appears that they want to make a void of the whole universe. Text 15. Just see how the smoke encircles the sky. It appears that the earth and mountains are throbbing. Just hear the cloudless thunder and see the bolts from the blue. Text 16. The wind blows violently, blasting dust everywhere and creating darkness. Clouds are raining everywhere with bloody disasters. Text 17. The rays of the sun are declining, and the stars appear to be fighting among themselves. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Text 18. Rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mind are all perturbed. Butter no longer ignites fire. What is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? Text 19. The calves do not suck the teats of the cows, nor do the cows give milk. They are standing, crying, tears in their eyes, and the bulls take no pleasure in the pasturing grounds. Text 20. The deities seem to be crying in the temple, lamenting and perspiring. They seem about to leave. All the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines, and hermitages are now devoid of beauty and bereft of all happiness. I do not know what sort of calamities are now awaiting us. Text 21. I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. The world was fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord. These signs indicate that this will no longer be. Text 22. O Brahman Shaunaka, while Maharaj Yudhisthira, observing the inauspicious signs on the earth at that time, was thinking to himself, Arjuna came back from the city of the Yadus, Dwarka, text 23. When he bowed at his feet, the king saw that his dejection was unprecedented. His head was down, and tears glided from his lotus eyes. Text 24. Seeing Arjuna pale due to heartfelt anxieties, the king, remembering the indications of the sage Narada, questioned him in the midst of friends. Text 25. Maharaj Yudhisthira said, My dear brother, please tell me whether our friends and relatives, such as Madhu, Bhoja, Dasharha, Arha, Satvata, Andaka, and the members of the Yadu family are all passing their days in happiness. Text 26. Is my respectable grandfather, Shurasena, in a happy mood? And are my maternal uncle, Vasudev, and his younger brothers all doing well? Text 27. His seven wives, headed by Devaki, are all sisters. Are they and their sons and daughters-in-law all happy? Text 28-29. Are Ugrasen, whose son was the mischievous Kamsa, and his younger brothers still living? Are Hridika and his son Kritavarma happy? Are Akura, Jayanta, Gadha, Sharna, and Shatrajit all happy? How is Balaram, the personality of Godhead and the protector of devotees? Purport. Hastinapur, the capital of the Pandavas, was situated near present New Delhi, and the kingdom of Ugrasena was situated in Mathura. While returning to Delhi from Dwarka, Arjun must have visited the city of Mathura, and therefore the inquiry about the king of Mathura is valid. Amongst the various names of the relatives, the name of Rama or Balaram, eldest brother of Lord Krishna, is added with the words, quote, the personality of Godhead, unquote, because Lord Balaram is the immediate expansion of Vishnu Tattva as Prakash Vigraha of Lord Krishna. The Supreme Lord, although one without a second, expands himself as many other living beings. The Vishnu Tattva living beings are expansions of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are qualitatively and quantitatively equal with the Lord. But the expansions of Jiva Shakti, the category of ordinary living beings, are not at all equal with the Lord. One who understands the Jiva Shakti and the Vishnu Tattva to be on an equal level is considered a condemned soul of the world. Sri Ram or Balaram is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. Baladev acts as the spiritual master of all devotees, and by his causeless mercy, the fallen souls are delivered. Sri Baladev appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu during the advent of Lord Chaitanya, and the great Lord Nityananda Prabhu exhibited his causeless mercy by delivering a pair of extremely fallen souls, namely Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned herein that Balaram is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. By his divine grace only, one can approach the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, and thus Sri Balaram is the mercy incarnation of the Lord, manifested as the spiritual master, the savior of the pure devotees. So, in this purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that the Jiva Shakti and the Vishnu Tattva expansions of the Lord, although both are expansions from the Lord, are different in quality and quantity. The Vishnu Tattva expansions of Krishna, like Balaram, Lord Ramachandra, and so forth, are equally potent as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Jiva souls, and we are in that category, are of the same substance as the Lord, but are smaller in quantity, just like the sparks are of the same substance as fire, but you know, the spark is smaller than the great fire. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Mamajam Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The Jiva souls are part and parcel of me, Lord Krishna explains, but now they are fallen under the influence of the material energy. So, nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. It's explained in the Katha Upanishad that yes, there are many eternal beings. We are eternal. Krishna is eternal. There are many conscious individuals. We are conscious individuals. Krishna is a conscious individual. So in that sense, we're the same. But it's stated, eko bahunam yo vididati kaman, that Krishna, the one supreme eternal conscious being, is maintaining and sustaining all the other individual conscious beings who are eternally subordinate to him. And this is the main lesson that the Jiva souls who are now in the material world have to learn. Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnara Nitya Das. Lord Chaitanya comes to instruct the Jiva souls in the material world, your real position, your swarupa, your eternal form, is servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And Balaram, Srila Prabhupada explains, as the mercy incarnation or expansion of Lord Krishna, manifests in this world as the spiritual master to give that instruction to the conditioned souls. And when Lord Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya, Lord Balaram, Krishna's brother, appears as Lord Nityananda. And they are trying to bring us to our constitutional position as eternal servants of Krishna so that we can participate in Krishna's eternal pastimes. His Leela, his Nitya Leela, his eternal pastimes. And each of us has a particular form in which we are meant to participate in Krishna's Nitya Leela or eternal pastimes as his servant, his friend, parent, or lover. Each of us has some identity that we take on in Krishna's eternal Leela. But to get there, we first of all just have to appreciate that we're a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for that, we require the mercy of Lord Nityananda. You know, there's a song by Narottam Das Thakur, Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala. But in that song, there's one line, Heno Nitai Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Paiti Nai, that without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot attain Radha and Krishna. You know, we cannot rise to the position of participating in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord and his divine consort, Srimati Radharani, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So, how do we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Well, we follow in his footsteps by trying to deliver the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga who are of the category of Jagai and Madhai, two greatly sinful brothers, who were delivered by Lord Nityananda. So, by performing that service in the mood of Lord Nityananda, of trying to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga, we ourselves become delivered. We get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and we become qualified to enter into the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes?
Thank you for the very nice class. Just a question about what you were just saying, how one cannot participate in Radha and Krishna's pastimes unless he gets the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one has to deliver people like Jagai and Madhai. So I was just wondering, can one say that the more one engages in that missionary spirit of trying to deliver fallen souls, he gains more qualification to understand Radha and Krishna to the degree that he engages in Sankirtan Yajna, to that degree he has qualification to enter Radha Krishna pastimes?
Well, I'm not saying it. Narottam Das Thakur says it, and Srila Prabhupada repeats it in his purport to that song. So I can't disagree with them, nor can I disagree with you. Srila Prabhupada set up the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for that purpose, to carry out the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So most of us here are examples of Jagais and Madhais who have been delivered from material entanglement by the mercy of devotees who were trying to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda by approaching us with Srila Prabhupada's books, prasadam, invitations to come to temples and associate with devotees. So, yes. And it's also described that even Srimati Radharani herself is always trying to engage the other, her associates in the service of Krishna. So, being in that mood, yes, is a qualification for entering into those pastimes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Did you give a paper already? Huh? Did you give a paper?